Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Next 38 special bring us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com. Also, his website is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. Bill, thanks again for being here. The labor indicators were sideways this time, weren't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. As you recall, we asked a couple of different questions. One is, you know, over the last few months, did you increase or decrease the total number of people working for you? So that's the job creation measure, and that went slightly negative, which was unfortunate to see. And then, of course, we've got plans to create new jobs. That fell a point. So it's still 11%, net 11% planning to create jobs is not a bad number. Historically, of course, there'd be a lot, you know, it's a lot better in other expansion periods, growth periods. But it's one of the highest readings we've had in this recovery period. So it held up. And then, of course, you got the job openings number, which went back to the highest reading that we had in the recovery period since 2009. And that was 29%. So we have, you know, nearly 30% of the owners said they had a job opening they were having trouble filling. And then we talked to them about finding qualified workers. Well, you know, the answer still is, you know, that they're having a hard time finding them. So you used to have about 45% of our owners say they hired or tried to hire, and 85% of them said few or no qualified job applicants.
Wow. You know, I reported on another survey about a semi-annual survey. I think it was the Manta survey. I can't remember for sure. And they polled their audience on what were their number one concerns. And the number one was finding qualified people. It wasn't sales. It wasn't profits. It wasn't capital acquisition. It was finding qualified people. In other words, it just seems like that, you know, part of what's holding us back is the human element.
Yeah. And if you look at some important industries like construction, you know, about whereas the overall average percent saying that that's their top business problem out of the 10 choices we give them, in construction, of course, it's like 35%.
So oh, yeah.
Problem is that. And in manufacturing,
I know contractors who just literally can't get work done because they can't get people to work, to come to work, and to stay working.
Yeah.
You can't get people to stay all day long and actually put physical effort into stuff.
So what's in the water?
Well, I think it's in the technology.
Sales
went negative too, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so we're not seeing the sales growth. But again, you know, this is one of the longest
rocking along
quote unquote expansions that we have. So.
It's not an expansion.
Look better this
Bill, do not. Now you're the economist. I'm not. Please don't call it an expansion.
Okay.
We're still. It's a recovery. It's a perpetual recovery.
Yeah.
If you come out of a recession and never average more than 2%, if you do it for 100 years, that's not an expansion.
Yeah. Well, we did have 2 or 3 quarters of growth. We had 1 at 4, and you know, once we got all the revisions in, there were 2 or 3 of the quarters we actually broke that 3%.
But they were hard by the negative quarters.
Exactly. And, of course, so you look at the average, we're still sitting, you know, at
that's right.
Somewhere
that's
between
exactly
2 and 2.5. So
capital spending was down, too. So, that's not a good sign.
Nope, it isn't. No.
Thank God for inflation, though, right?
You know, the Fed, you know, is just inflation doing everything it can to create inflation. It just stop, will you? I mean, you should be happy that inflation is low.
Right.
You should celebrate every time you have a meeting, mm-hmm. not try to do some other stupid, crazy thing like negative interest rates, but trying to create inflation.
Well, if we had very much inflation right now, we'd be approaching stagflation.
There you go. We would. Exactly.
So we don't want that. Inflation is pretty much sideways right now. But along with sales being down and optimism being down a little bit, that therefore necessitates earnings being down.
Yeah, well, the overall optimism index, did go up
a little bit,
teeny tiny bit, but I mean, it's really been.
But still, it's low.
Unchanged.
It's low compared to where the average is.
Yeah, it's below. It's well below that. Below the average mm-hmm. we talked about.
Right, and then, but earnings are still down, and small business owners it's really hard for us to have any pricing power.
Yeah.
And our earnings come from our pricing power, doesn't it?
Exactly. I wonder how, where these guys are. We still have them reporting that they're, we have near record levels of owners reporting that they're raising worker comp. So you get, 25% say that they raise worker comp, and a net 2% raise prices. Now, you can't do that too long.
Mm-mm.
Before you get into real trouble on the bottom line.
And, of course, finally, the credit issue. Only 2% reported that their financial, that they're getting financing was their problem.
Right. Yeah, it's not a problem. And they never got much above 5 or 6% mm-hmm. in the so-called credit crunch in the Great Recession.
Small businesses are not borrowing money. They don't need to borrow money. They don't want to borrow money. It is not an access to capital problem, folks. It's an inclination to borrow money that's the problem, and they're not going to, like the big companies, they're not going to go out and borrow money if they don't think that there's an opportunity or if they're uncertain about the future.
Exactly.
Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.